Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. I'm talking with Mr. McKinney here right now, Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney. Jimmy, you had some things you wanted to talk about Rand Paul. You want to get into that right away first, and then I got some topics also. Go ahead, man.
Sure. You know, there's a Rand Paul. Last week we discussed some of the issues with voting and how Mark Zuckerberg influenced the actually very significantly got involved with local elections and in very specific areas in order to shape it. Rand Paul sent out a tweet. The tweet says, "How to steal election." Then he gives a quote from the article, "Seeding an area heavy with potential Democratic votes with as many absentee ballots as possible, targeting and convincing potential voters to complete them in a legally valid way, and then harvesting and counting the results." So he basically is saying he's not accusing anybody of technically breaking the law, but he is saying how to steal an election and how to control it. Now, Twitter, in their infinite wisdom, actually posted a warning saying that Senator Rand Paul shares an article from the American Conservative in a tweet and falsely suggests that the 2020 U.S. presidential election was stolen. That's completely inaccurate. What he's saying is, here are the reasons that you need to consider what the problems are.
Right.
And they're basically trying to silence it. But apparently, the tweet was trending number one earlier today. Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing is a larger percentage of the population beginning to question the results of the 2020 election as you get audit results from Arizona, as Pennsylvania identifies problems, as Fulton County and the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia identify significant issues in those key areas, with Wisconsin identifying issues in key areas as well as Michigan. So those were the places that shifted the election outcomes late at night on election eve. And the more information that's out there, you're actually seeing the public begin to understand that there are questions that must be answered.
Right.
And in particular, Democrats, apparently over 40% now, or somewhere around 40%, believe that the election was improperly given to Joe Biden. And that is a significant change, and it will continue to change, especially as we move into the midterms and you get more information. The moment Republicans have control of investigative powers in the Congress, this entire thing is going to open up wide. And you're going to see a lot of investigation and discussion and the corruption that exists, unfortunately, the corruption that exists in our system.
Well, we're going to start out by doing something on this site that I'm going to do this afternoon, and that is an article that was in Imprimis publication, which is a publication of Hillsdale College that goes out to 6.1 million readers, by John R. Lott, Jr. Really tells it like it is, how it is very easy to influence elections. And interestingly enough, how it's more, the atmosphere in the United States is a lot more conducive to do that than it is in most other countries in the world. The name of the article is called, "Is Ensuring Election Integrity Anti-Democratic?" And I will post it. I have a busy morning in the sense that I have to go and get a COVID test so I can go and spend New Year's Eve with my daughter in Vancouver. As soon as I get back, I will very definitely post this article. Like your opinion on it. Jimmy and I are very, very blessed in the sense that we have some really good input from you folks on the website. This is not necessarily, I have to say, for your benefit, Ron, this is not necessarily a political article. It's an article on the concept of influencing the outcome of elections. I understand what you're saying, Ron, and I appreciate that. Jimmy, take over, bud. You're on again.
Well, I think, you know, all of us have to have an open mind. As right now in America and around the world, people are beginning to not trust expert opinion.
No.
I was talking with my son earlier about that earlier today, because a lot of the experts are continually wrong. And sometimes it appears they're attempting to shift information in order to achieve their ends, mm-hmm. political end, if not to cover their mistakes. We're seeing it with the CDC. They've just reduced the quarantine time to 5 days. Well, why did it take them a year and a half, almost 2 years, to change these rules? There's a lot of information out there. You're seeing Anthony Fauci saying that people should force masks on people in airlines, continue that, and of course force vaccinations on people on airlines. This is getting out of the realm of even, you know, justifiable to continue with these arguments, when in fact you know that it's not working, that study after study has shown that they're not changing the outcomes, that the vaccine mandates are not helping. In fact, it looks like that they may be hurting with a lot of studies out there. So who are we to trust? And of course, when we see the senior leadership in the U.S. government right now, after Afghanistan, with the economic problems that we're facing, with all these failures in managing this crisis, you're seeing people just not trust the system and trusting anybody's views, because it's basically breaking down all institutions, and it's going to create more and more chaos until people come back to the reality of accepting responsibility for mistakes and failures, admitting to them, keeping transparent issues out there, and those that are actually working to a better end for the average person actually stand up and quit allowing the tech companies and the media to manipulate and basically psychologically attack and physically attack people for different opposing views.
You know, I think it's very important to understand that what's going on right now is to a very large extent a political issue, but in a sense it's almost not a political issue. You got mistakes on both sides. The number of mistakes, in my opinion, on the progressive side of the aisle are significantly greater than the number of mistakes on the Republican conservative side of the aisle. But I have to say that I think in general, a valid comment is that the United States leadership right now, a percentage of it, a good percentage of it, is really, really waning, for lack of better terms. Jim, I'd like your opinion on that one.
Well, I think it's been proven. You can't really trust some of the commentary. All
right.
They're trying to do is spin the appearance. I mean, the White House Communications Office, they're controlling what the president says, what he does. You can't trust what the staff is doing. You don't know what's happening out there. And it looks like the competence level is diminishing, because all they're attempting to do is spin it into their direction and make it look better for them, rather than actually taking actions that protect America. The border is the prime example. The Biden administration is now finally taking actions to reestablish Remain in Mexico policies, a Trump policy. They're finally closing gaps in some of the border areas.
Right.
This is after a year of disastrous policymaking, and they are trying to cover that up as well. You talk about these issues across the board, you can see that there's a level of incompetence that is unprecedented in American history mm-hmm. in this administration, in my view.
There's no question about that. Unfortunately, it's happening to an extent because of emotions. Really, I would have to say to a very minor extent on the conservative side, and to a much larger extent on the progressive side. You guys, I'm going to spend some time here this morning putting up the Imprimis article. It's a fairly lengthy article by John Lott Jr., but I would like you all to read it, because I think it gives the best example I've ever heard of how elections can be influenced. Jimmy, you got the final word.
Well, again, I just think that as we go into 2022, the way we're going to get out of these tremendous debacles is to honestly face the issues, demand accountability from our senior leaders. And that means people stepping up and not cowering and being afraid of either the media, or the Twitter mob, or even, you know, the Justice Department, because the Justice Department is being used as a political tool as well. If we don't stand up, we will lose freedom in America, but not just America, the entire world will suffer for it.
There you go. Thanks, Jim. We'll be back with you guys, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, and we will certainly go over all of the comments this afternoon.